The center got off to a slow start during its first official morning on the Colorado State University campus. A giant room in Johnson Hall is filled with tables staffed by people from various county agencies, including the health department. Sitting near the door behind a laptop is volunteer Christina Olivas doing intake with evacuees.
So you're the smiler?
Yes. Yeah, I am. I try.
Olivas is a high school senior and got the job through her mom.
Nobody really knows what to expect, and even if their place is there, and they have no idea what they're going to do.
We probably lost our place, and we're waiting for confirmation on that.
High Park evacuee John Fialco, who lives in the Davis Ranch area, says he came looking for longer-term housing. He got a long list of phone numbers, which is a start.
But it's a variety of contacts. Everything from apartment complexes to the housing authority to whoever.
Tammy Olivas, Christina's mom, works for the Larimer County Department of Human Services, which is giving out everything from bus passes to cash assistance. Not everyone qualifies for money, but she's helped at least one home-based business that's been left without tools.
We've been able to help give them some cash assistance to replace those, as well as some food assistance to get by for the next few months.
And whenever evacuees are allowed back into their homes, Larimer County Department of Health and the Environment's Jane Visti says there are health concerns, especially for those whose homes have been damaged.
You're going to be dealing with ash issues. You're going to be dealing with debris. You're going to be dealing with perhaps old rotting food, although that might be burned as well. You're probably going to be dealing with slurry or a fire retardant that was dropped.
All the more reason to get a tetanus shot, which the department will be giving out free on Monday morning. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.